Wow, that was a powerful song. Boys and men, you did a great imitation of that song. I thought y'all did it very well. I'm very proud of our men's choir. How about a round of applause for our men's choir? So church family, you heard Father just mention about the tragedy that happened. And I thought, how can we respond to hate? You heard about how powerful love is. Father Thorne explained to us, we go to the middle. So I would like for us as a church family to bring the bridge, who is Christ himself in the Most Holy Eucharist. He is the one who is in the middle between heaven and earth that has the power to unite us as one. And so in response to the hate, to the evil, the loss of a life, we turn to the source of all life. And we pray for that young man who passed away, but also for that man who had hate in his heart.
Yes.
To take the life of a brother, to not value the life of another. We pray for that man to turn himself in, to allow himself to have an opportunity to repent from his spiritual death. Because he has a mother too, I'm sure, that loves him as well and tried her best to love him. So I would like for us to gather around the whole Eucharist, and we're gonna kneel before our Lord in the whole Eucharist and have a procession. So we're gonna allow Jesus in the whole Eucharist to help us. So we're gonna process outside of the church and go to the street where that young man lost his life.
Amen.
To bear witness to our faith that we are people that respond to evil with love. And so when we march and we process outside, we're presenting Jesus as the only one who can bring peace to our community. If he's the only one that can do it, we have to bring him to the world, to our community, to see the face of Christ, the face of peace.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
True.